Welcome to the Internet Monthly Podcast, a podcast featuring 10 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, learn about pie, pie-ems and pie in the sky, flash mobs that go shopping, visiting Barcelona to watch old favourites from the BBC, Too Clever by Half, the website's due to be penalised by Google, better keyword research tools offered free at Bing, and the new search engine with translation covering 24 languages. Crowds that shop. You've probably heard of flash mobs, surprise events organised online to gather a street crowd of people who'll suddenly break out in a song or dance routine. Now there's a new social phenomenon, cash mobs, a movement started in the US to support local businesses that's made a start in Britain. At a given signal, strolling high street shoppers suddenly converge to begin shopping at a chosen retailer, usually a forewarned small trader known to be struggling against supermarket competition. As this newsletter went to press, one of the pioneer UK events was planned for Saturday, March the 31st, in Cambridge. Nominations for the town's first small retailer to be cash mobbed were gathered and voted on via Facebook. Organiser Will Bailey said, "It seems such a worthy idea and especially relevant for Cambridge. We were voted the UK's worst clone town because we have such a high proportion of chain shops compared to independents." Downloads for a fee from the BBC. BBC Director General Mark Thompson has announced a development project, oddly named Barcelona, that will allow viewers to download permanent copies of their favourite TV programmes from the archives. The service would not be free, and it described the scheme as the digital equivalent of people buying DVD copies of their favourite series. Most programmes broadcast by the BBC are not issued on DVD, and those available on the BBC's iPlayer are removed after a week or two. The majority of programmes available via Barcelona will be obtainable to keep for the first time. Read more at bbc.co.uk/blogs/BBC Internet. One-stop media player. Videoland has a new version, 2.0.1, of its free VLC media player, which we've been plugging in the newsletter since 2004. There are a number of open source players available, but VLC Media Player is easily the most popular. For this update, the development team has added bug fixes and several new features that include support for MXPEG files and streams, in-progress support for Blu-ray disc menus, and additional interface customization features for Mac users. As ever, the application will play most DVDs and a wide variety of individual video file formats. VLC Media Player is completely self-contained, with no additional codecs to install. Check out videoland.org/VLC. HD Video Specs. A new entry into the market for sunglasses with a built-in video camera looks set to rise above much of the competition, thanks to the introduction of 1080p video capture capability. Retailing at £220, the glasses, from the aptly named Pivot Head company, also include an 8-megapixel stills camera, 44.1kHz microphone, gyroscopic image stabilisation, and continuous autofocus. Onboard memory storage runs to 8GB. For more details, see pivothead.com. Bearing fruit in the classroom. In case you missed it or didn't believe it, the news of a computer the size of a playing card that costs only £22 wasn't science fiction, much less pie in the sky, but a true story about a real device with a fruity name that's being made for children. The Raspberry Pi is the latest tool being employed to teach young people real programming rather than the basic word processing and spreadsheet tasks covered in most ICT classes. Check out raspberrypi.org. Pie in the sky. In a mid-March blog post that might not have been taken seriously on April the 1st, blue sky thinkers at the Pirate Bay outlined plans to escape the surly bonds of Earth and take flight, literally, with low-orbiting pilotless drones carrying Raspberry Pi servers. We're just starting, so we haven't figured everything out yet. But we can't limit ourselves to hosting things just on land anymore, noted the blog. These low-orbit service stations, LOS, are just the first attempt. With modern radio transmitters, we can get over 100 megabits per second per node up to 50 kilometres away. For the proxy system we're building, that's more than enough. Read more at zdnet.co.uk. Irrational slices. Infinite pie sounds like an inviting offer that would go well with the bottomless custard on the menu at some low-cost carvery venues. But it's a phrase more likely to have been overheard in a conversation between mathematicians. The Greek letter pi is the symbol for the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter, and it's a number that appears to have no end. It begins 3.141592653, and with the help of computers, has been calculated to over 1 trillion digits after the decimal point. There are lots of ways to remember at least the first few of these, including things called poems, poems where the length of each word represents a digit. It was Pi Day on March the 14th. For more details, see guardian.co.uk. Optimised site penalties. In 2009, Matt Cutts, Google's PR man on search matters and supposed agony aunt for website owners, denied suggestions that over-optimization would be penalised by the search engine. But at a recent conference, SWXSW in Austin, Texas, he revealed that Google would begin targeting overly SEO'd websites and would penalise sites that relied on oft-repeated keywords or building way too many links to improve their position in search results. The penalties may coincide with Google's plans to revamp its search engine in other ways, including more direct answers and facts on its results pages, and the introduction of semantic search, which will attempt a better understanding of word meanings to provide relevant results. Matt Cutts was introduced at the conference as the head of a web spam and an anti-cheat team at Google. He can be heard describing the search engine's upcoming over-optimization strategy at the Quarterway Point in an audio recording of the event. For more details, see schedule.sxsw.com/2012. Keyword research. Just as Google is beginning to restrict the data available to UK website owners checking visits to their site, Bing has announced several new features in its rival Webmaster Tools offering. Most notable is the introduction of an updated keyword research tool. Bing's Keyword Researcher now lets search marketers see country-specific search engine query data from raw organic searches. It holds data on 6 months' worth of queries, the most recent no more than 2 weeks old. A history option shows the last 25 queries entered into the research tool. For more details, see bing.com/toolbox/keywords. Mounting minuses at Google+. People may be spending less time on Google's would-be rival to Facebook, Google+, but bookmarking site Pinterest is rising to challenge some longer-established rivals. New data from the web measurement company Comscore show that figures for the Google site, especially in the UK, are getting worse. Signed-up users were spending only 3 minutes per month on Google+, compared to 90 minutes on Pinterest. Facebook, meanwhile, retained its monolithic position on the web, taking almost 18% of people's entire internet time in Britain. Read more at iprospect.co.uk/blog. Search Engine of the Month. Phrasit is a free-to-use web service that acts as a search engine for phrases and sentences. You can use it to find phrases used in context in online publications, everyday language, or within famous quotes by entering single words, several words, or recognised phrase. Clicking on a selected result provides the option of translating some or all of the excerpted text into any of 24 languages, including Arabic and Russian, as well as the usual European languages. And there's a link to the page where the sample text appears. Check out phrase.it. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.